Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Let's turn now to Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia, who joins us live now with an update on the job market, which Caleb is showing some red flags.
Yeah, we just got the private payrolls report yesterday from ADP, the private payroll processor, and those payrolls fell by 32,000 small businesses behind a lot of those cuts, which is a little alarming when you, given the fact that they are the biggest employers in the country. And this is the largest payroll drop in more than 2.5 years as we're measuring private payrolls, because we haven't been getting a lot of current government data lately.
Yeah, normally, we'd be getting the November jobs report today, but we're not. And it's all because of the government shutdown, right? How difficult has it been to navigate because of that?
Yeah, well, the private payrolls are helpful because those do come from ADP, which does run a lot of payroll processing for companies. So we get a pretty accurate picture, and they're starting to do that on a weekly basis. And you're right, we're not getting the Bureau of Labor Statistics jobs reports. We're not going to get this November jobs report until December 16th after the Fed meets. So the last jobs report we got from the government came from September. That was like summertime, and that did show an increase in payrolls, but also an increase in the unemployment rate, which is now at 4.4% according to government statistics. But if you look at what's happening with big corporations, and we got this from Challenger, Gray and Christmas, they showed that we've had more than 1.1 million layoffs so far this year. And I don't know if that's being counted in the government jobs reports.
Yeah. Well, are those jobs reports we get from the federal government going to be wildly different from what we see and what we've been hearing? Not that different at all. What are you expecting come, about a week or two from now?
I've been thinking this for years, and I'm not the only one, that the way that the government surveys households and businesses to see what's going on with the labor market might be a little outdated. Remember, they do these surveys in the first 2 weeks of the month. They call and email a lot of businesses, and then they make an extrapolation. But the dynamics of the labor market are moving a lot quicker than the way we've been gathering data as a government for, I would say, decades now. So I think they're going to be a little bit different, but they will probably show this tick up in unemployment, less people in the workforce. And as unemployment creeps higher, it's at 4.4%. You get closer to 5%, people start really pulling back on the spending. So if it shows that when we finally get it December 16th, we'll know that the labor market is as weak as we all think it is.
Caleb, thank you so much. Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief at Investopedia.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.